Omer Ninham is a Native American from Oneida, Wisconsin. He was 14 years old in 1998 when he killed a young Hmong boy by throwing him off a parking ramp. He's appealing his life without parole sentence with help from Brian Stevenson, the same attorney who represented the Florida youth whose case was decided by the U.S. Supreme Court this week. That ruling, barring life without parole sentences for teens, applies only to those who've committed crimes other than homicide. But Stevenson says the same legal theory should apply to cases like Ninham's as well.
I don't think kids who commit homicide offenses are more developed, more capable of adult behavior than kids who commit non-homicide offenses. And so I do think that it's not appropriate and cruel to say to any child of 13 or 14 that you're fit only to die in prison.
Stevenson says this week's ruling makes it clear that judges need to apply a different standard when sentencing young teenagers, no matter what their crime.
I don't think there's any question that the decision will cast a new light on cases like Omer Ninham's case and the issues that are presented. I think that's going to now have to be reapplied in cases like the Ninham case and other cases across the country.
Ninham has lost his bid for a shorter sentence twice already at the appeals court level. The state Supreme Court has not yet decided whether they will consider his case since the federal court laid out new standards just this week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.